Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for strengthening India's global engagement through trade, technology and strategic partnerships. Calcutta High Court rejects Trinamool Congress petition challenging appointment of central government employees as supervisors at counting centres. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate Sacred Holy Relics Exposition of Tathagat Buddha in Ladakh today on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. Government cuts export duties on diesel and ATF. Excise duty on petrol remains unchanged. UPI emerges as world's largest real-time payments platform, anchoring India's digital economy. And in cricket, Virat Kohli creates history, becomes first player to score over 8,000 runs in IPL. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for strengthening India's global engagement through advancing trade, technology and strategic partnerships while deepening the connection with the diaspora. Mr. Modi was addressing the 11th Heads of Missions Conference, organized by the Ministry of External Affairs from 28th to 30th of April in New Delhi. This year's conference was centered around the theme, Reforming Indian Diplomacy for 2047. In his address, the Prime Minister shared his thoughts and ideas and provided guidance on India's diplomatic engagement to achieve Viksit Bharat by 2047. Presentations were also made to the Prime Minister on future-ready diplomacy, the promotion of the three T's, trade, technology and tourism, and amplifying the Bharat story. Mr. Modi also heard insights from heads of mission and perspectives from senior and young diplomats on strengthening India's global engagement. The Calcutta High Court has dismissed a petition filed by Trinamool Congress challenging the appointment of central government employees as supervisors in vote-counting centres. In his ruling, Justice Krishna Rao said it is the prerogative of the Office of the Election Commission of India to appoint the counting supervisor and counting assistant either from the state government or the central government. This court does not find any illegality in appointing counting supervisors and counting assistants from the central government or central PSUs. The judgment noted that under Section 100 of the Representation of the People Act, if it is later proven that the Election Commission's decision gave undue advantage leading to the defeat of a Trinamool candidate by a Bharatiya Janata Party candidate, the result may be legally challenged. The government has cut down export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel, ATF. In this regard, the centre has issued a notification which has come into effect from today. According to the Ministry of Finance's release, the export duty on diesel has been set at 23 rupees per litre, while aviation turbine fuel will attract a duty of 33 rupees per litre. There will be no export duty on petrol and it remains unchanged. The Ministry stated that there is no change in the existing excise duty rates on petrol and diesel cleared for domestic consumption. The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026 came into force today, marking a significant step in regulating India's rapidly expanding online gaming sector. The rules operationalize the provisions of the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025 aimed at ensuring user safety while promoting innovation and growth in the industry. The new framework introduces a complete ban on online money games, including those based on chance, skill, or a mix of both. It also prohibits their advertisement and financial transactions linked to such platforms. It added that violations may attract stringent penalties, including imprisonment and fines. Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has emerged as world's largest real-time payments platform, anchoring India's digital economy. A decade after its launch, UPI has transformed from a fledgling digital experiment into the world's largest real-time payments platform, powering nearly half of global instant payment transactions and redefining how India pays. A report.
Launched on April 11, 2016, UPI today stands as the backbone of India's digital economy, driving financial inclusion, enabling seamless commerce and setting global benchmarks in digital public infrastructure. The numbers behind UPI's rise are staggering. From just 373 transactions in its first month, the platform processed around 24,162 crore transactions in financial year 2025-26, marking an extraordinary 12,000-fold increase in volume. Daily usage has also scaled dramatically, with UPI now handling around 66 crore transactions per day, amounting to a daily value of nearly 0.86 lakh crore rupees. UPI today accounts for 85% of India's digital payment volume, reflecting its deep integration into everyday life, from street vendors and small merchants to large enterprises and government services. Its success is rooted in simplicity and interoperability. Renu Kataria, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated today. The day not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla extended greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. In her message, President Murmu said, "This sacred day marks the epoch-making events of Lord Buddha's advent on earth, enlightenment and Mahaparinirvana." In a social media post, Prime Minister said that government's commitment towards realizing the ideals of Lord Buddha is very strong. He expressed hope that Lord Buddha's thoughts deepen the spirit of joy and togetherness in the society. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Sacred Holy Relics Exposition of Tathagat Buddha and 2569th Buddha Purnima celebrations at Jivatsal Fortang Joglamasar in Leh today. Mr. Shah will also be laying the foundation stone of 10,000 litres per day capacity of dairy plant in Kargil from Central Institute of Buddhist Studies in Leh. The Home Minister arrived in Leh yesterday on a two-day visit to Ladakh. More from our correspondent.
The first ever international exposition of Sacred Lord Buddha Relic from May 1st to 14 will be historical spiritual conference in the Himalayan belt of the country, as it is expected to be attended by ambassador of Buddhist countries, scholars, pilgrims, tourists, chief ministers and cabinet ministers. During the Sacred Exposition, a series of events for the promotion of peace and harmony, such as interfaith dialogue, seminar on Himalayan Buddhism, yoga and meditation, grand prayer session with thousands of Buddhist monk for the world peace, workshop on Thangka painting, wood carving, manuscript preservation, clay sculpture and cultural program of different states and countries will take place at key location of Leh city. Yangchen Dolma for Akashwani News from Leh Ladakh.
In Sikkim, a two-day national conclave on technology and judicial reform will begin in Gangtok today. The event is being organized by the Sikkim High Court in collaboration with E-Committee of the Supreme Court of India. Our correspondent reports that Chief Justice of India, Justice Suryakant, and Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamangole will attend the inaugural program along with other dignitaries.
The judicial conclave will broadly have two conferences that include multiple panel discussions. The theme of the first conference is Technology for Transformation of Indian Judiciary, while the other is Commonwealth Judicial Educators in the Digital Age. Several judges of the Supreme Court and High Courts, legal experts, academicians and technology experts will deliberate on the evolving role of technology in strengthening judicial systems. In the same event, Chief Justice of India, Justice Suryakant, will declare Sikkim state as a paperless judiciary. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
The third edition of the Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference focusing on the industrial development in South Gujarat region will begin today at Oro University in Surat. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri and Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil will participate in the inaugural event. We have a report from our correspondent.
With over 17,000 registrations and participation from 27 countries, including partner countries such as Japan, Singapore and Russia, the two-day conference aims to catalyze industrial growth in South Gujarat region with focus on textile and diamond sectors. A massive regional exhibition and first-of-its-kind mango festivals are among the major attractions of this mega event. The summit will also have various sessions focusing on AI-driven modernization in diamond and textile sector. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Surat.
International Labour Day is being observed today to honour the contribution of workers across the world. It is also known as May Day. The day aims at paying tribute to workers' sacrifices in achieving economic and social rights all over the world. Punjab is convening a special session of the State Assembly today to pay homage to the working class of the state on the occasion of Labour Day. A decision to this effect was taken by the Council of Ministers in its recent meeting. And in sports, Virat Kohli has become the first player to score 8,000 or more IPL runs in India. He achieved the feat yesterday during the IPL 2026 clash against Gujarat Titans in Ahmedabad. Kohli, who came into the contest with 7,988 runs in 231 innings, hit a quick fire 28 off 13 balls, including 21 runs off Kagiso Rabada in the second over. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 4 wickets in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing 156 for victory, Gujarat Titans overhauled the target with 4 wickets in hand and 25 balls to spare. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have noted the Supreme Court asking the centre to consider further amending the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act to remove the time limit on rape victims. Indian refiners are recalibrating their crude sourcing strategy amid West Asia crisis, with Venezuela, Brazil entering top 5 crude supplier list, reports Business Standard. India, Italy deepen maritime cooperation with focus on advanced ship design, green propulsion, notes the Statesman. The Indian Express, in its editorial page, writes on treating water conservation and management in our country as an existential necessity, with a warning of likely below normal monsoon this year. Civilizations have flourished and perished because of water, and India has been witness to that. The Times of India writes about multi-lane traffic free flow system on highways set to be implemented from today, allowing vehicles to cruise through toll plazas, promising faster travel, reduced fuel wastage and pollution, and lower congestion. The Pioneer cites an apology by Nepal Airlines over a cartographic inaccuracy in the map of India shared on its social media platforms. The national statistic data reveals from school to postgraduate, girls now outnumber boys at all levels, reports the Times of India. As a milestone in strengthening connectivity, boosting tourism and improving year-round accessibility across the Himalayan region and beyond, Vande Bharat to link Srinagar and Jammu from Saturday, writes the Asian Age. And finally, a headline in Hindustan Times says, TRI explores push towards vehicles that talk to each other. An automated wireless vehicle communication system to be rolled out, allowing vehicles to exchange data with one another, alert on traffic signals and cellular networks in real time. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for strengthening India's global engagement through trade, technology and strategic partnerships. Calcutta High Court rejects Trinamool Congress petition challenging appointment of central government employees as supervisors at counting centres. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate Sacred Holy Relics Exposition of Tathagat Buddha in Ladakh today on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. Government cuts export duties on diesel and ATF. Excise duty on petrol remains unchanged. UPI emerges as world's largest real-time payments platform, anchoring India's digital economy. And in cricket, Virat Kohli creates history, becoming first player to score 8,000 runs in IPL in India. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.